Did you say Betty?
Hi,
yes,
Betty.
Ma'am. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I heard the other lady, and I thought you were talking to... I wanted to talk to Tim specifically.
Go ahead, Betty.
Okay.
How old are you? Let me ask you.
I'm 35.
I don't believe that at all.
Why not?
Because I think you sound older.
You think I sound... Well, I'm not. I have a cold, as a matter of fact, and an allergy which affects my voice.
Right. I got to tell you, I'm not buying it. I got you...
Thank you very much, Martin.
I got you at about... 64.
I was going to go in the upper 50s, early 60s. Come,
oh, no,
come clean
I
with me. We know what's going
35.
On here. It's fine.
And that's mainly why I'm calling.
All right, Mrs.
Pools. I really do have a voice condition because of allergy.
All right, well, I'll give you that.
Okay. Now, Tim, I have a complaint with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, I'm not perfect. I've used curse words. I've had a few drinks, and I've had a few bangs.
This morning?
You've had a few what?
I said I've had a few drinks, I've had a few bangs, and I've used a few curse words.
Did you just say you had a few bangs?
For you to get on the air every day, now let me quote what I've heard from you in the last 2 days.
If you hate it so much, why are you able to quote me?
Because I just... How come Martin and the rest of the people don't talk like that?
You didn't answer my question. Answer my question. Answer my question, Betty! You 60-year-old moron!
When I'm home in the morning, I listen to K-Fans. You have used these words, and see if some of the other... And I know most of the callers won't agree with me, because most of them are men. But I'm a big sports fan, and I like your show. I'm crazy about Martin.
Ooh, nice.
You should go, because
Martin,
you
have banged a 20-year-old.
She's younger than me.
Now listen, no. Martin is different than you are. Now listen to me. Here's what I've heard from you in the last... Just since yesterday. Pissed off, bitch, don't give a damn right, and you've either been drinking or banged. Now, is that the way to talk on a radio show?
I'm pissed off that a bitch like you would call in here and give a damn.
Oh, really? Well, honey, you lost one job. Don't be too sure of yourself because I'm connected to this radio station.
Are you really?
You better believe I am.
Well, I'm connected, too.
Well, that's wonderful.
I've got a contract
that's
for a year and
wonderful.
A half left.
You go ahead and keep using this kind of language, Tim. Most of the people that I talk to don't like you to begin with.
You got to be kidding me. I can't believe that people at the retirement home don't like me.
You're a joke. You're a real joke.
Thank you for listening.
One
keep quoting me.
You're
a moron.
Honey.
I hate you, Betty. I will kill you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and kill you. But let me tell you, I'm not the only one. That's the reason I'm calling. I've heard several people complain about the way you talk on this radio in light of the fact that none of the other guys do.
Frank said jerk off the other day. Did you call in to complain then?
Well, Frank. Frank is an angel.
But Frank said, I don't understand.
If Frank says jerk off once in a while, it doesn't bother me one bit.
You just said jerk off twice in 10 seconds. That bothers me. I'm offended by you.
You use foul language, and you get worse and worse and worse. And I know the guys that are going to call are not going to agree with me because they're men, but a lot of them will agree with me. The women will agree with me.
Well, we have a lot of women listeners. So, Tail, as Tim would say, please phone in. There are a lot of women that are listening to the show. We need them now to phone in.
Betty, keep listening.
I think Martin should do all the talking, and you should just kind of sit in the background and drink and bang.
Actually, that sounds like a great deal. If I get paid all this money to do that, I'll be more than happy to.
Marty, I watch your show in the evening when you're on Channel 3. I think you're terrific. I think you're the best sports announcer in the city.
Channel 3? What the hell are you watching?
You know what, Martin? You should take this guy in your hand and teach him a lesson.
No, Betty, he's done that before, and he's very good at it, Betty.
Betty, let me tell
you a lesson. It'll be incredible. You'll love it.
Betty, I think you are a right-thinking kind of lady.
I am. Okay, now, God bless you. I'm going to get busy because I've got to do a little drinking, and a little later on I'm going to do some banging.
There you go. That's the spirit.
Bye-bye.